Chapter 21, Time to Panic. With my army of Moonies all over the country working on our behalf, Moon and June kept rising in the polls. We were just 10 points behind President White and 5 points behind Senator Dunn on the day of the big debate. Lane and I took a limo out to Chicago that morning and checked into the Palmer House Hotel. What I found most amazing was that everywhere I went, people knew me. I had hardly traveled out of Madison in my life, and everybody in Chicago knew me. People in the airport rushed over to shake my hand. The hotel staff treated me like a visiting dignitary. Kids on the street looked at me like I was a rock star. The debate was 2 hours away. I started putting on my gray sport jacket, and Lane stopped me. "Gray is boring," he said, picking out a dark blue jacket and bright red striped tie. "The camera will love you in this. Wear colors of authority." I started to protest, but decided against it. Lane had gotten us this far. It wouldn't be fair to start calling the shots myself now. Lane called a limo to take us to McCormick Place, a convention center where the debate was to be held. Security was tight. There were police and Secret Service agents everywhere, talking into their sleeves, constantly scanning the crowd for potential troublemakers. The thought crossed my mind that it would be cooler to be a Secret Service agent than to be the president. When we got inside, we were escorted to a room for our last-minute preparations before airtime. "This is it, Moon," Lane said. "What you say tonight can put us over the top. You can do it. I know you can." He sounded like my little league coach. I was nervous as a cat in a vet's waiting room, and it showed. Sweat was coming through my shirt. I couldn't stand still. "Relax," Lane kept telling me. "Take a deep breath. Remember what I told you. Don't put your hands in your pockets. Don't look at your watch. Make eye contact at all times." "With who? The moderator?" "No, with the camera," he said. "You want to connect with the people of America." I tried to go over my opinions on the issues. There were so many facts buzzing around my head that I started mixing everything up. I felt like my brain was overloading, and the circuit breakers were shutting the system down. I started to panic. I forgot what affirmative action was. I couldn't remember if I was for or against gun control. I could barely think of my name. What a time for my mind to go blank! And what a time for somebody to knock on the door and usher me to the podium. I was in a fog. I barely noticed President White and Senator Dunn smiling at me from their podiums. The director stood before us and whispered, "We're on the air in 5.